This week we'll be learning a mitzvah in Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth and final Parsha. There's going to be an extra Parsha that's going to be read after the Parsha of the week. Comes out the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We read Parshas HaChodesh. Now Parshas HaChodesh really is essentially talking about the halachos that pertain to Korban Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu was about to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and commanded Moshe to tell Am Yisrael the laws that they're supposed to do the night they're going to be leaving, the night of the Korban Pesach they're supposed to be bringing. And most of the rules of Korban Pesach, I believe, are in that Parsha. So it would be logical to say that the reason why we have a takana of saying Parshas HaChodesh, laning Parshas HaChodesh, is because of the Korban Pesach, which will be brought 2 weeks later. Besides the fact that it's interesting that it's just before Nisan that we have this takana, and it wasn't like on Shabbos HaGodol or something like that, there's a comment that the Parsha actually starts with the Pasuk HaChodesh Azeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. It says the Pasuk HaChodesh Azeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. It's the first of the months. Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh HaShana. It's the first of the rest of the months of the year. So Rashi says on that Pasuk, Hero Levana Bechidusha, he showed him the moon in its when it's starting in the beginning of the month. When the moon, so to speak, is born again, when it starts at the beginning of the month, that'll be considered Rosh Chodesh. That's, so to speak, the drasha. That from this pasuk, Rosh Chodashim, Achodesh Hazeh, when you see the moon like this, that's when you're supposed to be Mekadesh Achodesh, that's when that'll be considered the beginning of the month for anything that's relevant to the rules of the dates. Anything relevant to Jewish dates, that'll be the beginning of the month. Then Rashi continues, V'ein mikra yotzei midei pshutai, al chodesh nisan omar lo. It's referring to the month. In other words, the lashon of the pasuk rish, achodesh, this month. So the drasha is achodesh, meaning the new, the lashon chidesh, the new moon. That'll be rosh chodesh. And the pasuk pshat, though, the word chodesh means a month. So it says Rashi, al chodesh nisan omar lo. It's referring to the month of Nisan. Zeh yeh rosh leseder minyan achadoshim, this month. The month of Nisan will be the first of the months. She'ir Korisheni Sivan Shlishi. In other words, when you're counting the months, the first month of the year is not going to be Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Rather, it'll be Nisan. That'll be considered month number one, and month number two will be Iyar, which is following Nisan. That is Pashup Shat, the Pasuk, and Chazal learned from this the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Now, it's interesting that Parshas HaChodesh that we'll be reading, which is a takana to read it the week of the end of Chodesh Adar, begins with the concept of Parshas HaChodesh, with this concept of the beginning of the month, of the moon, of starting of the month to the counting of the month of the year. So besides the fact that we call this week Parshas HaChodesh, and besides the fact that it's included in the parsha which will be laning, it also seems to be the opening statement when it comes to the Korban Pesach. So it's interesting that the Torah puts in the same parsha the opening statement of the Korban Pesach is the rule of Rosh Chodesh, this concept of counting the beginning of the month, etc., which itself has to be understood. Of course, it could be the reason we laned it is just because there's a technicality that you're not allowed to start from in the middle of a parsha when you lane something. You can't start from the beginning of a parsha unless you're three psukim, and technically there's only two psukim, so you could just say that's the reason we start from there. And really, what we're supposed to be reading is two psukim later. But generally, by the mitzvahs and the way Chazal start their takonas, it generally has something deeper to it. More than that, Rashi writes at the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis Bara Elohim, the first Rashi in the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, anybody remember what he says? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't the Torah start with HaKodesh Elohim? This pasuk, as Rashi says, Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna Shehi Nistavu V'Yisrael. Now, since this is the first mitzvah, this mitzvah of HaKodesh Elohim, the concept of Rosh Chodesh, that should have been how the Torah started. Of course, there are three mitzvahs that are in Bereshis, and then he would have skipped those. So I think the Mepharshim say theoretically he could have been put somewhere else, but it should have stopped from HaChodesh. So now, you could say that just technically, that HaChodesh is Elohim happens to be the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael as a nation accepted, received, and therefore the Torah should have started with it. But Rashi is saying intrinsically, this mitzvah of HaChodesh is Elohim should have been the beginning of the Torah. This should have been the opening statement. When you're about to learn Torah, the opening statement, HaChodesh is Elohim. It's an interesting thing. So again, it could be just technically that's when it was, but it would seem that there's something deeper to it. There's something more profound. Why is it that the Torah should have started with this pasuk, and we're gonna and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which of course is what the whole concept of Pesach, the Am Yisrael becoming a nation, starts off with Achodesh. So I would like to spend a few minutes. Maybe we can analyze what Achodesh Elohim is. It could be a way of understanding it. Maybe if we look at one of the psukim that's mentioned there, and the pasuk says "Ushmartem es hamatzos," which means you shall watch when you're baking matzahs. When you prepare your matzahs, make sure you do it carefully. Anybody who is going to be buying matzahs knows that the reason for the price that you're going to be paying is because of this pasuk. Ushmartem es hamatzos. There's a chiv shmira to make sure they don't become chametz, and that's the pasuk on the pasuk to watch that the matzahs don't become chametz. As explains Rashi, shelo yavo shmira means watch, meaning be careful. Shelo yavo lidechimut. They should not come to become chametz. That's pasuk shot in the pasuk. Then Rashi adds a medrash. It's a mechilta. Rashi says as follows: Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Alti koyre es hamatzos. Don't say ushmar. Don't read it. Ushmartem es hamatzos. You should watch and be careful with the matzos. Rather, el es hamitzvos. You should be careful with the mitzvos. Kederach she'ein machmidus es hamatzos. Similar to the fact that we have to be careful not to let the matzah rise, not to let the dough become chametz. Kach in machmitzin es hamitzvah. We're not allowed to, so to speak, let the mitzvah become chametz. We're not allowed to delay the doing of a mitzvah. When it comes time to do a mitzvah has come to you when you've got the opportunity of doing a mitzvah, asay oisa miyad. You must do it immediately. Don't wait around. Don't delay the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah immediately. So this is a drasha the Chazal are learning out from this pasuk. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Don't read it. Matzos, rather mitzvahs. Make sure, just like you're careful with matzahs, to not delay not delay the procedure and the proceedings, so too with mitzvahs, make sure immediately, as soon as you're able to do it, you should fulfill that mitzvah and not let it, so to speak, become chametz. The Maral asks that this is very strange. First of all, why does Rashi bring this medrash in Pasuk? Everybody knows that Rashi generally, Rashi writes often. I'm coming to explain Pasuk Pshat. Now it is true Rashi brings a lot of Midrashim, but generally the Midrashim that Rashi brings are somehow fitting into the words and better understanding, or maybe a little bit differently understanding the words. But generally a far out medrash, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Pshat and the Pasuk, generally Rashi will not bring. So ask the Maral, why is Rashi mention this medrash? What's it got to do, like, why is it so intrinsic that Rashi had to mention it? And furthermore, what's this got to do with the drasha? Normally, the drasha, I mean, sometimes we find drashas with absolutely no connection, but almost always, there's some sort of a tie-in, some sort of a connection from the pasuk and the drasha the Chazal are saying. And here, the fact that you're supposed to not let the matzahs become chametz, and the fact that the mitzvahs have to not be delayed, the chor have nothing to do with it. So, what is the pshat in this drasha? What does it got to do with the pasuk? Explains the Maral that really, not delaying the mitzvah is the exact same idea as not letting the dough become chametz. So says the Maral. Okay, I do understand that. Makes sense. There says the Maral that why is it that you were not allowed to let something become chametz? What's the reason? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to Am Yisrael, and at that moment the split second came to take us out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not delay anything, and everything happens immediately. That's the reason that why we had to leave without letting our matzahs become chametz, because we had to, they didn't have time to rise. Explains the Maral. The idea is that everything spiritual, everything that is connected to Ruchnias, always is done without delay. The concept of time, the concept of something happening slowly with a procedure, with a systematic process, such concepts are things that are always relevant to the physical. But anything that has to do with spiritual always will be, quote-unquote, above time. It doesn't fit into the normal rules, the normal parameters of time. It always is something above and have nothing to do with time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of His mitzvahs, says the Maral, and that's are always ideas that do not fit under the regular watch hours. They have a different way of things of working, and therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us is that immediately you have to leave, because Am Yisrael are a nation which are not connected to the normal physical rules, the normal natural occurrences of the world. Rather, we're above nature. We work in a time span that doesn't fit into the normal rules. And says the Maral, that's why mitzvahs are not supposed to be, you're not supposed to procrastinate, not supposed to delay a mitzvah. If you take a mitzvah and say, okay, First I'm going to have a coffee, then I'm going to read the newspaper, and then when it comes time, I'll lot, slowly, when I got my time, I'm going to do the mitzvah. And everything's going to be patient, everything's going to be... If a person does his mitzvahs like that, what he's doing is making the putting his the holy mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, into the regular physical realm. The idea of the mitzvahs being bezrizos, being not allowing them to, so to speak, become chametz, is that we're supposed to realize that the mitzvahs are supposed to put on us on a different plane. It's supposed to put us on a spiritual mahalak, that we don't fit into the regular system, the regular physical way of the world. And we're and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing that's what he did when he came out. That's why we don't have chametz. And says the Maral, that is exactly the reason why we're not allowed to be machmetz the mitzvahs. So really, it's one and the same. The reason why we don't allow the chametz, we're not allowed to eat chametz, and the reason why our matzahs did not rise is because we are a spiritual nation and don't fit into the regular rules, which is exactly the reason why our mitzvahs are not to be delayed. So explains the Maral and Guraye on this pasuk. I think that's a very fascinating idea. I think it's something to keep in mind. And therefore, if you don't hear the rest of my shmooze, I think that's a good thing on its own. So far, I said something. Now, if possible, though, maybe we can analyze a little bit more. What is this concept of something being above time? Ultimately, we're working in a physical world. We are in a physical world. So how is it that we can possibly connect to something which doesn't fit into the watch? There's a fascinating Gemara, which probably everyone's heard of, but maybe some people have looked into it deeper. But most people know this Gemara, and I think it's something we can pay attention to. The Gemara says as follows: Dor Hashem Samloi. It's a Gemara. Nida Lama Lema Havla Doime Bemei Imoi. What is a child, an embryo, compared to in the stomach of his mother? What is he compared to? Says the Gemara, explains the way he's folded up, and then the Gemara continues: V'ner Daluk Lo Al Roisho. He has a candle lit on his head. V'tzoife Umabit, and he's able to see. From one end of the world to the other. That terminology, meaning he can see everything. He's able to see the whole world. There's nothing, no barriers, nothing stopping him from seeing anything. And don't be surprised about it, says the Gemara. This is Lashon the Gemara. Don't be so surprised if a child in his mother's stomach is able to see everything. Shahari Odom Yoshin Khan, because a person can be sleeping in one place. And in his dream, he's able to see things happening in Spain at the end of the world. How can that be? How could you possibly, while you're sleeping here in Eretz Yisrael or wherever it may be, able to see things that are happening in who knows where, right? So too, this embryo, this child in the mother's stomach is able to see everything just as we do in a dream. And the girl continues, and they teach him all of the Torah. And when he shows up in this world as he's born, the malach comes in, hits him on his mouth, and causes him to forget the whole Torah. So says the Gemara. A fascinating idea. Explains of Dessler, that the idea is that the reason we are not able to understand and perceive things that are above us is because of our physical body. The truth is that the neshama, our nefesh, our inner, our more spiritual part of us, is able to perceive things that we are not able to perceive in a physical body. Us living in the physical with the mind and the brain and everything else is, so we're so to speak, in a finite world, and we have no ability to perceive anything above the finite. So anything infinite, we cannot perceive, we cannot understand. Whereas the neshama is able to perceive things that we have no ability of doing. And the child, before he's born, before he, so to speak, entered the physical world, before we're able to, as soon as the child enters the physical world, at that point he becomes physical and then he gets finite proportions. Whereas, but before that, while the neshama is still there, the embryo then is able to see and visualize things that the physical can't. Even though our physical eyes can all reach a certain point, the embryo roya misoifa olam bad soifa. He's able to see the whole world because there's no barriers, because he's seeing in a whole different plane. It's not in the physical, and it's a completely different mahala. And the mind, we look at the mind and the physical as being something amazing. What the mind is able to do, I think technology now are starting to do a little bit of what the mind is able to do. But really, says Rav Dessler, the mind is actually something finite, causing us to think finitely. And we're not able to perceive anything above that. But really, if we were able to live on the plane that an embryo with a malach teaching him, then we'd be able to perceive far, far more. And the Maral explains that the concept of Bom Malach, the Sutra Alpiv, explains the Maral, is because koyach hadibur, the ability to speak, even though the concept of speech, which needs to be thought through, is considered always a spiritual, something the animals can't do, but the actual movement of the lips, the actual physical concept of speech, speaking, is considered physical, says the Maral. And what the Chazal are telling us is that when the child is born, Sotrei al piv, when he gets the ability to speak, so it doesn't mean literally he hits him on his mouth. I don't know, people say this thing here, and I don't know where that comes from. But what the Gemara does, what the Maral explains, is Sotrei al piv means as soon as he gets the ability to speak, when he becomes physical, when he's born into a physical world, at that point when he's able to speak, and he's has the physical ability to speak, at that point he loses that he was able to perceive before, because once he becomes physical, he's not able to perceive anymore what was before. So says the Maral, and it comes out then that our being in this world is what causes physical, the body together with the neshama is what is causing us to not perceive that which we would have been able to perceive before had it not been for that. The Meshech Chochma writes, it sounds like a Chassidish avort, but the Meshech Chochma is not known for his being a Rebbe or anything. Meshech Chochma writes something fascinating, that the truth is that Adam HaRishon, before the Chet, was also on such a concept. We see in Chazal that he was, so to speak, able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right after the Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, he tried to hide from Hashem, and he's not able to see him, and Hashem asks, where are you? Whereas before, and always the Lashon is, I hear Hashem. There's a koil Hashem. Whereas before, it talks about Adam Rishon, so to speak, being able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to see. The idea being that before the Chet, Adam Rishon, even though his body, his physical body, was actually a kli, was only a tool of Avodas Hashem. It wasn't actually something which was a barrier, something blocking this perceiving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it was a way of using the body of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a chatzitza, it wasn't a mechitza, it didn't make a barrier between us and the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that the body wasn't covered. There wasn't any need for it. Because since the whole body was only a kli, only a tool, clearly, it was obvious, a kli of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the physical was not a chatzitza, and it didn't cause any problem. Only after the chet, says the Meshech Chochma, when the body became physical and became a barrier between our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only at that point, says the Meshech Chochma, was it necessarily for Adam Rishon to be covered up. So writes the Meshech Chochma. There's a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Adam Rishon meisei began Eden hoya. He used to sit in Gan Eden. They used to roast meat, they used to brine or barbecue meat for him, and they would chill wine for him. They were serving fancy wines, chilled fancy wines, and only after the chet did these things happen. Now, the Maral didn't bring this Gemara, but I think maybe this might be what the Gemara is referring to, that even before the chet, while he was in Gan Eden, even the physical, the concept of eating and drinking wine and having a good time, was still, all that was done by the Malach HaSharis, it was all part of a kli, it was all a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that chatzitza, that barrier that caused us not to be perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, that did not exist. And only after the Chet did these concepts become a negative thing. So it comes out then that our mind and our perception of things through using our mind is really a physical thing. And that in a way is a mechitza, it's a barrier, it's what causes us our finite proportions because of the way we perceive through our mind. There's a well-known Gemara. Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyom Shechara Beis Hamikdash, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, the prophecy was taken away from Neviim, V'Nitna LeShoytim U'LeTinoikas. It was given to fools and children. A very strange Gemara. So we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, but children have Ruach HaKodesh. They're on a higher level than the biggest tzaddikim. It's a bit of a strange Gemara. I'm sorry. No, I don't say that. No, animals doesn't say that. I don't know. Here it says, this is the Gemara, but basically the Gemara says, Nitna L'Shoytim V'Nitinoikis. So explain, Rav Dester says, it could be, Pshat in this Gemara, is because since our minds are what cause us to not perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu correctly, the mechitza that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our physical, and the way we perceive things through our physical mind, those that have a problem with the mind, those that their mind have not matured properly, or those that minds have a problem, they might be able to perceive things higher than we're able to perceive. Memela, even though we are not able in an unnatural way to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that have a chisaron, that have a problem with their mind, with their perception of things through the mind, they adraba, they might be able to perceive things on a higher level. And I saw when somebody wrote an article about the optus that might have a thing that they perceive, whether it's true or not, I don't know. One thing is, he brought this this mamar from Desla, that it could be that Dafka, the people that are not quote unquote normal, because they're, so to speak, haven't got as much a finite proportion as we do, they might be able to actually see higher than us. I don't know. Let's not get into that. But whatever it is, as I'm saying, the point is that we live in a physical world with physical minds, and because of that, we have limited recognition and perception of what Kodesh Baruch Hu is, of the above nature. But whereas those that are able to perceive on a level higher than that, as Adam Rishon before the Chet, and all of us before we were born, that we'd be able to perceive Ruchnias and be able to understand a lot more than we are at the moment. And Rav Dessler brings that the truth is that there's a concept of Kishuf, magician, sorcery, and those kind of things. It says the idea was, they based it on the Rambam, that a person would, so to speak, go in a trance and be able to connect to something above us, to be able to connect to something which is not shaykh to this world, and being in a trance, he's so to speak in another world, and through Ruach HaTumah, Koyach HaTumah, he's able to connect to something which you can't do through the physical body. You're able to somehow go out of your physical and be able to go to reach levels which you're not able to do. However, that's an issue deraisa. To do it through Koyach HaTumah is not right. The way we're supposed to reach the levels of Ruchnias is by working on ourselves, working on our midos, working on the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by learning Torah, by doing the mitzvahs, etc., we're able to shed that barrier, to be able to get rid of the physical that separates us from perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be able to shed that negative that keeps us from our seeing the spiritual. And by person working on himself, and a person following the mitzvahs the way he should be, that brings a person to a level that he's able to perceive that what he wouldn't be able to. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ki agoyim ha'ele, when it talks about the, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out Am Yisrael, and Hashem says you're not allowed to do sorcery. Ki agoyim ha'ele asher to yorish osam el ma'oninim vel koisim yishmo. They listen to and pay attention to all kinds of sorcerers and all kinds of negative things. The ato, but you loichin nosan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. You, it's not for you. What you're supposed to do, novi mikir b'cha mechecha k'moini, you have given nevuah. Because we are supposed to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world not through the negative forces, but rather we're supposed to come above our physical, to try as much as possible to shed our physical and connect to the upper world in the proper way through the Torah and through mitzvahs and which brings us to Nevuah, etc. That is the avodah that we're supposed to be doing. And then a person is able to perceive, if theoretically, if somebody could reach that in the right way, he's able to perceive things he wasn't able to. There's a medrash in Shmuel. The medrash says as follows: V'David Barach Vaimolait Vayoboyo Shmuel. Says the medrash, Ravuna Rabbi Yosi Omer, Omar, Oysa Alayla, Sheborach David Milifnei Shaul. That night, that David HaMelech ran away from Shaul, Lomad Mishmuel HaNovi, he was able to learn from Shmuel HaNovi, Ma She'ein Talmud Vosig Loimed Me'ashonu. What an expert Talmud is not able to understand in 100 years, David HaMelech was able to understand in one night. Because when I've seen explained in the Chidah brings, based in Arizal or something, that if a person is able to shed the negative of his physical soul, he's able to connect to a Navi, be able to connect to Ruchnias the proper way, he'll be able to to perceive, to understand levels of Torah similar to a Malach in the stomach, the child in the stomach. He's able to, when he's living on a different plane, when the physical speech, so to speak, when the physical hasn't affected him yet, or if you're able to shed it, you'd be able to connect to understandings of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Torah, of Ruchnias, that a person would not be able to without that. I would like to mentioned something which I personally find very fascinating. This final thing here I quoted. The Tashbitz is the Maram Rutenberg. Tashbitz Katan. There was another Tashbitz, but the Tashbitz Katan was the Maram Rutenberg, the 1200 Ashkenazi region. And his Talmud writes in the name of the Maram like this. I find it very fascinating. It connects to what we're talking, so I would like to read it out to you. Maram Zal Oimer. Kisha Adam Goimer Bedaito, the Kaddish Hashem. The Maram lived at the time of the Crusades. And there were Yidden that were being tortured and killed. Al Yomin Val Smol. Hashem Irachim, Am Yisrael were being murdered and destroyed at that time. And the Maram writes, Kishadam Goymer Bedai to the Kaddish Hashem. When a person accepts upon himself to be Kaddishim Shomayim, Vim Sur Napsha al Kiddish Hashem, and he decides, I'm going to give myself up on Kiddish Hashem, Kol Masha Oysen Loi, anything they do to him, Hain Skila, they stone him, Hain Srif, they can burn him, Hain Kavuras Chaim, they bury him alive, Hain Talia, Einoi, Koyev Loi Klum, he doesn't feel it. It's not painful, he won't feel anything. So says Maram. And I'll prove it. He continues, because no person ever, if you stick a needle in him, you try to burn his finger, will he not scream? What kind of person, if you stick his finger into fire, he won't scream out of terrible pain? And yet we see people, says the Maram, I'm not saying this, the Maram says, people that are being tortured to death, they're being burned at the stake, and these Yidden are able to not utter a sound, and they're completely painless. They don't feel anything. So says that we see from here, says the Maram Rutenberg, that if a person is accepts upon himself to be Dovek and Akush Baruch Hu, and Moisir Nafshel Akush Baruch Hu, nothing happens. I saw one of the Chassidus Sfarim explains the Pshat and the Pisatzna Rebbe when he was in the Vilna, in the Warsaw Ghetto, in 1939-1940. He mentions it, I think a few times he mentioned this in his speeches when he was trying to be Mechazik Doilam, and he said that if a person is Mevatel himself, he says, Akush Baruch Hu, whatever you want to do, I'm shedding my physical, I'm connecting to Akush Baruch Hu, I only Dovek and Akush Baruch Hu. When a person does that, and he's in the Kaddish, which is the concept of Mesirus Nefesh that the Maram Rutenberg is talking about, if a person does that, he reaches a plane that even in this world, that in this world you have no ability to do. But being Dovek and Akush Baruch Hu completely, you shed any barriers between you and the physical, and you take on a spiritual plane. And just similar to if a person would think about something happened to him, he doesn't feel any pain. You know, a person is an oilam machshava, so to speak. He starts thinking. A person being burned alive. He doesn't feel any pain. So say this for him, that's the pshat over here. That if a person is, just like if a person thinks he wouldn't feel it, so too if a person puts himself on a level of spiritual, on a non-physical plane, then he also will not feel pain. Adkan el Hagadama. Now, if so, I would like to conclude how this can explain a little bit, maybe the concept of Parshas HaChodesh. It says in the Pasuk, Tachas Hashemesh Ein Yisroin. Under the sun, anything under the sun has no. There's no advantages to anything under the sun. So says the pasuk in Kohelis. And Chazal Darshan Avo Lamala Min Hashemesh Yesh Yisroin. Above the sun, there is an advantage. There is very advantageous to be on top above the sun. And the concept of the sun is always the concept of time. What rules our day, what rules our time and our years and our lives, then is the sun, the rotation of the sun, and everything that's happening, that always is, so to speak, under the sun. As we say in English, everything under the sun, it referring to in Chazal, the concept of time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a mitzvah. Don't pay attention to the sun. Our tfisa, our understanding of the world, should not be under the sun. It's supposed to be a chodesh azalachem, a chodesh working through the moon, a chidush, a concept that is constantly renewing itself, realizing that every moment is a chidush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's creating the world at every moment. We have a different time. Our whole time concept is nothing to do with that under the sun, nothing physical. We are a spiritual nation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to give us the mitzvah of Matan Torah, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, the mitzvahs that put us on a spiritual plane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the opening line, and Rashi says this should have started off the Torah, because the whole purpose of what we're being in this world is to try as much as possible to touch and connect to that spiritual plane, to realize that we're not supposed to be living under the sun. We're supposed to be connecting to a chodesh azalachim, to a chodesh that's above, to the Am Yisrael, to the ruchnius plane. We're supposed to be connecting to something which has nothing to do with this realm. And that is what, when we eat matzah, when we eat on Pesach, and when we bring the Korban Pesach and all the mitzvah shayach to Pesach, what the Maral is talking about, doing mitzvahs quickly, always realizing that we are not affected by the natural effects. We work on a whole different plane. And I think that what the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to teach us, that the opening statement, before you go into Nisan, before you start checking for your chametz and bringing Korban Pesach, etc., the opening line should be realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're connecting to a spiritual plane which is above nature. And mitzvah we should all be zoche to see very quickly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu nizgale unnaturally, without delay, the Korah B'Yameinu. Thank you.